This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A threat from the Islamic State terror group that it will continue to target U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed four Americans and five coalition soldiers earlier in the week. The claim, published in the Islamic State's most recent online newsletter, comes as U.S. defense and intelligence officials are questioning whether the terror organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper and remain more intact than previously thought. A key concern for some officials and analysts is the level of detail and coordination demonstrated in the Manbij attack. One former counterterrorism official said that there were several photos, videos, and detailed discussions identifying the coalition aircraft posted on social media immediately after the attack. The White House has announced that a second summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be held at the end of February. The announcement was made after President Trump met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes Friday with Kim Jong-chol, a former spymaster and North Korea's top nuclear envoy. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The president had about an hour and a half long meeting. There was a U.S. delegation, which will send out those specific names here shortly. I can tell you Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the room, as well as several others from the president's team. It was productive, and they're going to continue those conversations.
And the first summit produced a vague commitment by Kim to work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, Pyongyang has yet to take what Washington sees as concrete steps in that direction. White House again announcing that there will be a second summit between the two leaders at the end of February. This is VOA News.